I now call to order the meeting of the College of Southern Nevada Foundation meeting of the members of the corporation. Carrie, can you please take roll? Here.
Chair Downs. Regent Arascotta.
Yep.
Regent Boylan. Regent Brager.
Here.
Regent Brooks. Regent Brown.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Goicoechea.
Here.
Regent Goodman. Regent McMichael. Regent Perkins. You have a quorum present.
Yeah. Thank you. Next item is public comment. For those who would like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 928-4944-5069 with passcode 555-555. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
Yes, there is.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Kent Irvin, ERVIN, Nevada Faculty Alliance. Last year at this time, I asked a number of questions of each foundation, and so I'm very happy that this year there's new summary reports that provide some of that information. I think it's important for the board to see the relative performance and expenses of the various foundations since they are managed separately at each institution and have different auditors and have rather different reports in their narratives. The annual reports of the various foundations are good narratives, but they don't provide all the information uniformly about the nature of program support and administrative and fundraising expenses. So among the questions I asked at the last year's meetings was, what is the percent of total program expenses on administration and fundraising? From these new reports, we find that ranges from a low of 3% to 15% at UNR and 30% at UNLV. For such high levels of fundraising and administrative expenses compared to money spent in that year on programming, it's appropriate to ask whether all those expenses are necessary and appropriate. I know the two R1 schools have big endowments and big programs and do a lot of work, but are those appropriate compared to other comparable institutions? It just seems very high at 30% spending on management, general expenses, and fundraising expenses. Another question I asked last year, which is still outstanding, is, are any foundation funds spent on executive compensation or perks? We don't know the answer to that question. So as you go through these reports, and I won't stand up here at every one this time, so this count this public comment for all 8 foundation board meetings. I hope you will ask those questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Public comment here at UNLV. Seeing none, is there any public comment on the phone?
There are no callers at this time.
Thank you. So we will go on to item number 2, the annual report. And for this one, I will open the floor to President Kibler.
Well, it's my pleasure to good morning, Bill Kibler, President of CSN. It's my pleasure to introduce Patrick Cowart, who is the chair of our foundation board, and Danita Simons, who's our executive director, to make any presentations and respond to questions.
Good morning. My name is Pat Cowart. I'm with Danita Simon. I am the chair of the CSN Foundation. Danita is the executive director of the foundation. I'll be presenting the 2023-2024 annual report and the highlights associated with that. First, I want to thank the NC Board of Regents and the Chancellor Charlton for allowing us this opportunity to stand before you and give you this accounting. You should all have a copy of this that was attached. This past year has been very, very rewarding for CSN Foundation. I'd like to talk a little bit about the highlights of what we had going on in 2023-2024. First of all, we welcomed some really amazing Board of Trustees, Brian Clevin, Anosha Jackson, and later Paul Johnson. All these new board members hit the ground running, and they are fully engaged in what we've got going on. Currently, our governance committee and our executive director, we're continuing to build a very diverse and robust trust board of trustees as we move forward. Second thing that is big that we did this past year, we focused on completing a 3-year strategic plan. This strategic plan has been adopted by our board. It's built on 5 pillars. The first pillar is effective and efficient board of governance. It's consistency and sustainability. The third is strengthening our partnerships in the community, maximizing our fundraising, and our student impact. These are things that we felt were very important, and it is a 3-year strategic goal. Along with this 3-year goal, we also modified and changed our mission statement to align with where we wanted to go and what we wanted to do. Our new mission statement is, the mission of CSN Foundation is to foster the academic success of our students through community engagement and philanthropic efforts. The third thing I want to talk about that was a highlight of last year was our fundraising. We raised over $1.9 million. 48% of it was for program support, 28% was gifts in kind, 22% were for scholarships and endowments, and 2% were unrestricted. This was 135% growth over previous year, so we're really excited about that. We've had growth over the last 2 years in this area. The fourth thing I want to highlight is we also launched through CSN a giving program for phase one. We also have an employee giving phase two, which will roll out here in January of 2025. The fifth thing we did was we also provided support for the athletic golf tournament. This is their large fundraiser for athletics. It was another success for this past year. Sixth thing we did was we developed 13 new student scholarships. 11 of those scholarships totaling $627,000 went to 678 individual scholarships. We established 2 new endowment scholarships totaling $90,000. We increased 1 endowment scholarship from $50,000 to $140,000. We prepared 8 pending grants requests for scholarships totaling over $890,000. Some really great work going on there. The seventh thing is our student emergency fund, we received $142,000 in charitable gifts for that in 23-24. And then the other thing I would like to mention is, find it here, different page. Hold on just a second. Yeah, I think that's it on that. The other thing is we initiated the first phase of alumni awareness and relations engagement plan. It's been put together. We're in search of a new manager for donor and alumni relations, but some of the things that we did last year in conjunction with that awareness program is the foundation's impact report has featured alumni stories that you'll see in there. We also developed alumni brochure. We revised the alumni page on the website, and then alumni messaging was included in the commencement in our diplomas, in our inserts in diplomas. So that was something that was really, really great there. The other thing is you've asked for us to provide you with the breakout of how the foundation is funded and where it comes from, and you should have that included. I would ask at this time if you have any questions with our report.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from Regents? Regent Del Carlo?
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. I just want to say the 5% rate, as Kent Irwin pointed out, that's really good. I mean, because every, as we all know, every dollar that we can earn and raise goes to scholarships, mostly for our students. So that's really good. And I just had a question. I know I always asked when I first became a regent why the community colleges don't really have this robust alumni base. And so it's interesting that you're reaching out to them, and I would just, you did it for the first time, but are you seeing any positive results, or is this just good marketing, or can you address that, please?
Danita Simons, for the record. Yes, so last year, about a year and a half ago, we hired a manager of donor and alumni relations position. That person has since moved on to pursue a higher education. So we're refilling that position, but we've worked really hard to build our robust messaging to our students, collecting stories, and getting our alum reconnected to our college. So we're working really hard, and we have a plan to move forth with that. So we have seen some improvements, but we do have some work to do.
I guess the bottom line is, are they donating?
Yes, and one of the things that we're taking a look at is really making sure we're capturing that information when we're receiving those donations by asking, are you a CSN alum? Okay. So that's one thing we do, but it's not a real cohesive report just yet.
Okay, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Regent Brown?
Thank you so much, Regent Brown, for the record. You mentioned that you have a three-year campaign. Could you... and I might have missed it, and I do apologize. What is the goal of that three-year campaign, and when did it start?
The three-year strategic plan was approved in September at our board meeting, and what my chairman had said is we have five purposeful priorities that he outlined, and that is all of our goals, and we have goals underneath those purposeful priorities where we have action steps on how we're going to increase board governance. We're going to increase fundraising opportunities. We're going to increase engagement, like increasing our number of scholarships that we award, those kinds of things.
Got it. So this isn't like a specific fundraising goal campaign. This is a foundational, building the foundational to then, got it, okay.
Absolutely. Okay. It's to provide us direction moving forward, and then we'll reassess. We reassess at every board meeting, take a look, even at the work that's done in our committees. If any of those activities or goals are within those committees, we review them at each meeting. And this is just going to be a guide for moving our mission forward.
That makes total sense. Is there... can you tell me when was the last time CSN did like an official foundation campaign to raise funds?
Are you talking like a capital campaign,
like a
for a purpose? The last time we did a capital campaign might have been around 2018, 19, 20-ish.
Okay.
Am I right? Okay. Yes.
Does the former CFO want to tell us?
Patty Charlton, for the record, the last capital campaign was related to the joint health sciences building with Nevada State, in which there was a match that was required for legislative funding, and the two institutions provided that support.
Thank you. And every year we do put forth goals that we set through the foundation of what we want to accomplish throughout the year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? So this is for possible action, so I'll entertain a motion to accept the annual report from CSN's foundation.
I move to accept the report of the CSN foundation.
I'll second.
Okay. I'll take a motion from Regent Del Carlo, a second from Regent Brown. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three are the officers, and so you can see that on your report here. This is information only, so we'll move on to consent items, number four for possible action. As you see in your agenda, you have financial statements and appointments. Is there any discussion or comment? Or I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent items.
So moved.
So second. I'll take a motion from Regent Downs, and I'm not sure who was the second. Oh, okay. A second from Regent Brager. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries as well. Item number 5, new business. Is there any new business for the CSN Foundation? Seeing none, I will move into public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is not this time.
Thank you. Public comment at the system office in Reno?
There is none in Reno.
Thank you. Any public comment here at UNLV? Seeing none, is there any public comment on the phone, SES?
Not at this time.
Thank you. So with that, I will close this meeting of the College of Southern Nevada Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.